The views expressed on the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast are that of Jerry Cahill and his guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Jerry Cahill, and his guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Now, here is Jerry Cahill.
Welcome to Jerry Cahill's Living, Breathing, Succeeding CF Podcast Program. This show, Why Do You Run, was made possible through an unrestricted educational grant from Genentech to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Today we meet Ben James, 18 years old, who lives in Chester, Virginia, and attended Mount Vernon Nazarene University. Ben enjoys all sorts of sports, including basketball, soccer, and he is an avid runner doing cross-country in college. Ben also enjoys playing pickup sports with his friends, and his interest is in medical school, and some of his hobbies include studying anatomy and physiology. So hi, Ben. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Jerry, for having me on.
Well, thank you. And Ben, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, when you were diagnosed growing up, your family, school, sports?
Yeah, I've been living in Chester, Virginia my entire life. I was diagnosed at 4 months, I believe. And growing up, I was homeschooled for the beginning part of my life. And then as I got older, my parents moved to private school where I participated in all sorts of sports. And past high school, my first semester of college, I was actually at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, and I recently transferred last semester to where I go now, which is Mount Vernon Nazarene University.
Okay. And you have, you were involved in sports all your whole life growing up?
Yes.
Yeah, and when did you start?
I started seventh grade, whenever I started going to private school.
Okay, so you're homeschooled through your seventh grade?
Correct.
Okay, and tell me about your family. Do you have brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have one sister who's going into high school next year.
Okay, and she's going to high school in the same area?
Yeah, she's going to the same high school that I went to.
Okay, great. So what was your reason for getting into running? Because obviously the topic here, Ben, is why do you run? I mean, running is really important for people with cystic fibrosis, actually any kind of exercise, but the more physical, the better. But how did you get into running?
The first time I really started running competitively was in seventh grade. Like I said, whenever I started going to private school, I joined our cross-country team. And I guess for me, it was sort of just, I don't want to call it a love at first sight, but it was kind of like, wow, I don't, you know, where has this been my entire life? I'm a very competitive person, so me running against other people can kind of fulfills that part of me, I guess, and it's really good for you too. So,
well, let me ask you a question. A lot of people with cystic fibrosis, they're really afraid to get into sports, athletics, mm-hmm. anything strenuous, exercise, and you pick one of the toughest ones, which is running. So how did you know, that's, I mean, do you cough or were you afraid
no,
of coughing?
I growing up, I never really let cystic fibrosis define who I was or what I did actively. I've never really had to, I guess, suffer the effects that it can bring to certain people. So whenever I started running, that was not one of the first things that came to my mind whenever I chose to adopt that sport.
And tell me about when you were running and playing sports. I'm sure it was really good for you, but what did you see as the benefits?
I think teamwork, the competitive nature of the sport, it builds character, it keeps you in shape, and it is just, I think, a very good activity to do, you know, just in life.
How did it help you with your airway clearance?
I'm sure that it did, and I'm sure that it has. I'm sure if I wasn't running or I wasn't as active as I was, I wouldn't be as healthy as I am today.
Okay, so growing up with cystic fibrosis, there's always challenges and obstacles in day-to-day living, but then you get involved in sports. What was your biggest obstacle as an athlete?
My biggest obstacle as an athlete? I would say experiencing losing. Like I said, I'm a very competitive person, so just the thought of me not finishing first is kind of, you know, hard for me to deal with sometimes. But as you age and as you play more sports, like I said, it builds character and you become a person that's mature enough to understand that winning is not everything.
Okay. And what would you say is your biggest athletic achievement?
Biggest athletic achievement would actually not probably be one of the sports that I played, but I used to be a Boy Scout, and one thing that I did was I went to a high adventure camp called Philmont, which is in New Mexico, and I went on a 7-day hiking trek up there, and one of the days we went and we climbed the tallest mountain, I think, in New Mexico. It's like 12, 13,000 feet, and I remember I was able to very easily climb that. I practically ran up the thing, and just I remember getting to the top, and I was like, wow, this is just so amazing that I've been blessed so much to like have the physical capacity to be able to do something like this that I know a lot of other people can't.
That's pretty amazing. Wow, and that's not even one of the sports you do. You were
no,
out hiking.
One of the side things.
Okay, and how does CF play a part in your running motivation to run?
Whenever I was younger, I never really thought of CF as something that played a part in my athletic ability and what I was doing. But as I've gotten older, I understand the, I guess, benefit of running and keeping and maintaining my health so that as I get older, I will not have to face the effects that CF can bring to some people. So I would say the top two things that my motivation is now is obviously to stay in shape, but also to just get ahead of, you know, my condition.
Okay. So get ahead of the curve with CF.
Yes.
Okay. And are you sick a lot with CF?
No, I've never been sick with CF.
Okay. Okay. And how do you feel that running has benefited you thus far in life?
Like I was saying before, I think it's really good at building character. I think that whether you're playing basketball or you're running cross country, I think that there's so much maturity and character building that you find and you gain within yourself, and also with interacting with others. You know, just skills such as teamwork and give and go and just other things like that are just some things that I personally believe can only be mastered and truly understood whenever you play a sport competitively.
Okay. And what sets running apart from all other sports? So, I mean, you've played basketball, you've played soccer, you've climbed mountains, hiked up mountains, and you're involved in cross country.
Mm-hmm.
So what sets the running apart that makes that one your real passion?
I think what sets running apart is that running, I think, is the most disciplined sport out of every sport that there is. I think whenever you run, you are basically competing against yourself, and it's pretty much all mental. Like, obviously there's physical aspects to it, but just you basically compete against yourself, and I think that you gain a lot through that, trying to overcome basically your, I wouldn't say maybe your fears or anything, but just like you're basically overcoming yourself.
So do you think that others with CF would benefit a lot from running?
Oh yeah, I think that you don't have to be running, you know, 5-minute miles or anything like that, but just going outside and being active in any way that you can has a huge benefit to your lungs.
Okay, and would you say that running has played an important role in your health as a CF patient?
I think that it has had a huge role in my health as a CF patient. I think that if I wasn't running as much as I did, I don't think that, you know, I'd be a whole lot different than I was, but I'm sure that it has definitely done good for my health as a CF patient.
Okay. And tell me about a workout that you do. So right now it's summertime and mm-hmm. you're training or getting ready to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go back to school and do cross country.
Yes.
So what kind of training are you doing now on a daily basis?
So before we left last semester, our coach gave us these individualized workout plans that he wanted us to follow. And for me, like a typical workout that I would do every day would be, I like to do core, I like to do mobility training, which is like stretching and stuff, and then after that I'll do a warm-up mile, and then I'll typically do probably, depending on the day, 6 to 7 miles at, you know, a moderate pace for me, and then a cool down.
So you do that pretty much daily?
I try to log 40 plus miles a week.
Okay. And what day do you take off a day a week, or...?
I try to take, sometimes it doesn't work out like that, but I try to every week take off a day.
Okay. And once you go back to school, I mean, you'll start to compete right away, mm-hmm. pretty much with cross country.
Yes.
And how will the workouts change then?
The workouts will definitely become more intense. I would say like this summer is kind of just more about, you know, making sure you don't come back and you're completely out of shape. It's just kind of maintaining the strength and endurance that you had from last semester, but once we start, the workouts will definitely become more intense, and I'm going to have to put a lot more miles and effort into those miles once that starts.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, a big concern. Oh, wow. Here we are in Virginia. We've got the trains going by here. Wow, it's kind of nice sound there.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about nutrition and hydration, because that's a really important... that's the train. I'm going to miss that train. I was supposed to be on that train.
Oh, know? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You better get going.
Nutrition and hydration.
Yes. Well, as... And I don't... This doesn't even apply to just CF people. I think all people in general.
I think the train's coming back to me.
I think it is. They forgot about you.
Okay.
But I think that nutrition and hydration, not just for CF people, but for all people, you know, hydration and nutrition are very important in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I know for me, especially as a runner, you know, one of the best ways to prevent cramps and just to, you know, run fast is to stay hydrated. So, you know, I try to drink at least 3 or 4 bottles of water a day as a cross-country runner. And during the summer, I slack off a little bit with the nutrition. But as I get back into, you know, the swing of things during the semester, I definitely step that up.
And are you able to maintain your weight?
Oh, yeah. I've never had an issue with weight. I'm 5'9", like 170 pounds, wow. And I've never...
So you must eat a lot, too.
Yes, I do
eat a lot. Oh, okay, good. All right. And hydrating, you just... because the water is great, but it mm-hmm. doesn't have a lot of the electrolytes. So you do a lot of hydration with, like, electrolyte drinks?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I drink a lot of Gatorade, too.
Oh, okay.
And things along those lines.
All right, cool. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us or talk or any recommendations you have for other people with CF that may be thinking of taking up running or mm-hmm. just in general?
I think one of the most powerful things in life, and this just doesn't apply to running, it is a positive outlook. I think everything in life is... I guess just the way you view situations is really important, whether you're taking up running or you are just trying to get outside and walking or whatever you are facing. I think if you have a positive attitude towards it and you have the right mentality, then anything is possible. And I don't think that you should let CF get in your way. I think one of the best ways to beat it is to have the right attitude towards it. And if more people with CF can adopt that, then it'll do them wonders.
All right. Any questions for me, Ben? Or
not that I know of. I guess I would say thank you for everything you do. I know you're a really big advocate for CF, and you do a lot for the foundation. And I'm very, like many others are too, very appreciative of that.
Well, I thank you, and it was great watching you run today. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank Ben for sharing his thoughts and feelings on why he runs, and I'd also like to thank Genentech for the unrestricted educational grant that has made this all possible. Remember, exercise for life. Thanks, Ben.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
You've been listening to Jerry Cahill's Cystic Fibrosis Podcast. If you would like more information on cystic fibrosis or the Boomer Esiason Foundation, visit our website at www.esiason.org.